Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have Carl Gardner and Ross Moore with us. And Ross, what a big day we've got coming up this Saturday. We have got the 41st annual Greer's Ferry Lake and Little Red River cleanup.
That is correct. It starts, can't believe another year's gone by, but it's coming up this Saturday, September the 11th.
All right, so folks need to write it down. But Carl, this started, could you believe it's 41 years since the very first one?
I can't believe it, but I know it is.
Yeah. Tell us how it started. You know,
we'd been in operation the lake here about 5 years after the dam was completed, and the shoreline is becoming littered. And somebody sent me a clipping out of a paper in Little Rock. It said a 5-acre lake was cleaned up by volunteers in New York. I said, well, that's what we're going to do. Somebody said, you can't clean up 276 miles of shoreline with volunteers. So we tried. Set up in late November, and that day it came a free sleet and cold. We had about 100 people out, but we knew from that beginning we could do it. So after that, we organized it and set it up on Saturday after Labor Day. And from that time, we had up to 3,000 people out here, and we cleaned up the lake every year. Won 16 national awards, first place award with Take Pride in America and Keep America Beautiful, more than any other core lake in the nation. And I think we got the cleanest lake in the nation.
Well, one thing we got to say too, Carl, you were the chief engineer that built the dam and brought it out 45 years ago. Isn't that right?
Well, the dam was dedicated in October 3rd, 63. President Kennedy was here.
Okay.
And that's when we started generating soon after that.
So it's been many years.
Yeah. But I've always been an environmentalist before the word was even popular. I've been an environmentalist. So we've tried to keep the lake clean, and people like Ross here with the association done a fantastic job in doing this. But we had a lot of help. People all the whole area came in. And, you know, I think everybody wants to keep the lake clean. In fact, we need to keep America clean. And keep America, you know, this lake was a model for the National Public Lands Day law passed by Governor Bumpers that said all federal agencies have to plan, organize, and conduct a cleanup on Saturday after Labor Day. So it's spread all over the nation now.
Now, one thing, you did bring some pictures in, and we're going to have this on the website if somebody wants to hear more about this. The picture you brought in, was that the most garbage you remember?
It's the most we ever had, and it's about 4 or 5 years after when we started picking it up.
So
it's been accumulated for a long time.
So this
don't get near that much now.
Yeah, so we're going to have that, and we'll try to date it, too, on the website, and then go to kffb.com, click on the open mic button, and they can hear this program. But we'll also put the pictures up there. Pretty neat, though. One thing, Ross, we have a big, you got some entertainment. Dale Gardner's going to be the MC this year, and right. Dale and I kind of rotate. He does one year, I do the other. And tell us what we can expect after the people bring the cleanup. They just bring their cans and stuff they pick up, and then we have a party for them.
Man, we have a party. We have the JR's Hickory House there in Greer's Ferry. We'll be catering the food again this year. They've done a great job last 2 years. Looking forward to that again. Entertainment, the Gardner Boys out of Heber Springs. We've got Don Nunley and the Good Timers going to be playing. And then, of course, we've got the Harding Concert Choir. They'll be there again this year. We've got the Recruiting and Retention Command out of Little Rock will have their climbing wall there. So it'll give the scouts a chance to get on up that wall and try out their skills and just looking for a great time.
Now, if we do real well, Carl, don't you think Ross should have to climb that wall?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ross said that he needs to set the example to do first.
That's right. We'll be getting some pictures of that.
I don't know if it'll be first, but I do plan on climbing.
Carl, we got to get some pictures of that for the website. So, you know, this is something that we really need to do for Arkansas. Keep Arkansas beautiful. Right. And really, when you look at the pictures of back in the 80s and what it looks like today, actually even the 70s, I guess this started in some time back, it's amazing how much prettier and how much the garbage has been picked up just by people coming camping and taking it with them when they leave. And
well, that's what we want. I think this project has reduced litter on the lake 75% when I left the core. I live around the lake there, you know, people picnic in front of my house down on it. I go down occasionally and talk to them, and went down one day and there was a family there that had cans all over the place. I said, y'all know we have a big cleanup every year, don't you? And I said, we do. We found it clean. We're going to leave it clean. We won't find it clean next time.
Isn't that awesome? And that's what the attitude should be.
That is. It is.
It really should be. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to you putting this together. Again, it sounds like it's going to be another successful one, Ross and Carl.
Yeah. We hope so, and it wouldn't happen without our sponsors, especially Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Chesapeake Energy, and XTO Energy. They all have sponsored it this year, and, of course, our contributors, too, that we appreciate their help, and looking forward to a good one this year.
Should be great.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I said a while ago, Senator Bumper passed this law, and now all of the United States core nationwide is doing the same thing, and a lot of other communities and organizations are doing it nationwide as a result of what we started right here on Grease Fair Lake.
It's awesome the thing to think it started right here, and it's nationwide, so it's keep America beautiful, I guess, should be the whole saying. So well, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Remember, it's going to be Saturday tomorrow. That'll be starting at 8 o'clock. Just head to the marinas,
to any of the marinas, check in and get started.
All right.
Then come on out to the Narrows, and we'll feed you and entertain you.
So if you've been part of the lake, if you've entertained your family on the lake, fishing or boating or just sightseeing, come down and help keep it pretty.
Yeah. Well, you know, Corps has a policy. You know, if you've got a particular place you want to clean up, you can call the office, and they'll save that for you, have it set up for you. That telephone number down there is 501-362-2416, if anybody wants to call the Corps of Engineers. And Rose, you might want to give me your telephone number in case.
And our number is, it's a toll-free number, 888-490-4357.
Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of Open Mic.